Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
We want to know from you if your parents have split up at any stage of your life and then subsequently started dating again or remarried. Like how that made you feel? Was a safe space, you know what I mean? So no judgies. And also, if that is the case, because by now you're obviously a grown-up if you're listening to this, is there some kind of expectation on the relationship that you should have with your parents' new partner?
Yeah, I'm just going to be honest and straight off the bat and just tell you that I would not be very happy. I'm already upset about the fact that my dad, weird enough, my dad is with such an amazing woman.
Your mother.
Now, I almost to an extent where I feel like my dad doesn't deserve my mother.
She's,
if that makes any sense.
She's too
she's
mystical.
Such a gem, such an amazing woman. So I'm not going to be happy if my dad and mom had to... at least it's him because he's my biological dad. But if it were someone else...
You wouldn't be stoked.
I don't even that makes sense. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
No, but it does make sense. And I mean, again, obviously, the big kind of, you know,
love my mom.
Elephant in the room here is that obviously it is none of our business who our parents spend their free time with. But as the kind of traditional family starts to shift, and divorces, obviously 50% of all marriages end in divorce.
It happens.
Chances are there is someone listening whose parents did split up, and now mom and dad have got new people in their lives. Do you feel a pressure to have a relationship with that person? And more importantly, when they started dating, how did that make you feel on the inside? We climb into that a little bit later. So send your voice notes in the meantime. So my parents split up when I was a whole grown woman. So that in itself was weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it's like when you're a kid, but I was obviously very aware of everything that was going on. And then they were separated for a while, and my dad was with this woman who he subsequently married. They are still together. And my mother dated for a while. She had a couple of boyfriends and I had to go and meet them. I remember the one day having to fly to Cape Town and then her saying to me, we're going to go for dinner, and when the bill comes, you reach for your wallet. I don't expect for you to pay, but it's very important that, you know, you reach for the wallet so that we don't look like, you know, like we're those people who are only out for free food. And I promise you, by the time that dinner was done, he was a nice enough guy, but I was like, I'm not reaching for my wallet. I want him to know who we are. It's important that we represent the truth from the beginning. And then when that didn't work out, she met another guy.
Yeah.
And now they're married. They've been dating for, they were together for like 4 years, and they decided we're going to do this.
Well, Dougie.
Exactly. As in teach me how to. And and Dougie is the oak.
But here's a question.
I love him.
Here's a question, Stacey, to the original question that was asked, right? Did you feel somewhat pressure?
Yes.
Or like, was there an expectation for you to get along with Dougie?
Because we are, well, and my dad's wife. Because the thing is, we are an extension of our parents.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now our parents are doing their best. They're trying their best. They're also, you know, of a certain age. And let's get serious. I mean, look around. If you're 22, you can't find a man. So, like, the fact that my mother found one is very exciting.
Lucky.
So, we can't now go in guns blazing and be like, you're not my real father.
Mm.
We know that. We know that. So, as long as he was, I obviously did, like, teeny tiny background checks and made sure that everyone had their own money.
He's not a criminal.
No criminal chudunt is going on, and that everybody was kind of able to financially take care of themselves, and as a result my inheritance won't be touched. You can roll your eyes if you want to, but this is the stuff that's important to me. If they make my parents happy in the same way that my parents respect my relationship decisions, I owe them the same courtesy.
Can I ask you a very personal question live on the radio?
Oh great, okay.
No, just honesty, right? We're all about honesty here. Do you think Dougie, your mum's new partner, is doing a better job at treating your mother than your biological father?
Well, that's a separate content.
Yes or no?
I think now.
Okay.
But I mean, to be fair, when my parents were in that stage of their relationship, I wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
Then things change, babe. So things change. People change.
So at least the expectation for you to Dougie is
no,
not that difficult.
No, but it's also genuine. And because I met Dougie as a grown woman, he never treated me as a child. So there's that boundary that needs to be respected, because you're not... I have a dad. You're not my dad. And he's never tried to be, which I quite like.
Yeah. So KZN, if you have ever been in that situation before, or are in that situation where your biological parents have separated and now have started dating new people, the question this hour is, how did you feel about that when that first started off? And was there any pressure or expectation for you to get along with your parents' new partner? Do chime in 061-792-9495. Mm-hmm. On the line we have Leighton. Leighton, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. It's good to be part of the show.
Welcome. Now, Leighton, this is a simple surprise on a Wednesday, right? So how did you feel about, was it mom, dad, who started dating first?
Okay, so mom and dad, my dad is originally from Durban, and he came all the way to Potchefstroom and met this lovely lady. They fell in love. She fell pregnant and found out that he is married and living happily with his family in Durban.
Okay,
all right. Very telenovela. Lovely. Okay. So the drama has arrived. Noted. Thank you. And then what happens?
Okay. And then, well, dad was not part of my life for many years. And when I turned 19, a few months later, the two of them got back together.
Boomerang
that must be well. It's
no,
good.
No, but Leighton, like that is like the ulti parent trap, real life. Okay, so when mom and dad now get back together and you are grown, you're 19, you know, you've matriculated. How are you in that dynamic?
How
now?
Are you feeling? Yeah,
I felt awful. I hated the fact that the two of them were now into each other and they carried on like high school sweethearts and like there was no problems all along. So I tried my best to, you know, drive a wedge between them, but it did not work, which made me feel so bad.
Okay.
But yeah.
Leighton, I'm going to ask you two questions, right? So when mom and dad got back together after your dad cheated on your mother, because that's basically what happened, right?
Yeah.
Were you angry at your dad? Did you feel like he doesn't deserve your mum? Or what was your energy towards your dad when they got back together?
You know, I didn't really feel an anger regarding that particular issue, you know. It was past. I didn't feel a need to be angry about it, you know. I'm not a person to hold that kind of thing. And I wasn't angry. I don't know why. I'm sure most people would be, but I wasn't angry. It didn't bother me because, I mean, I wasn't there to see my mom's pain. I suppose if I saw her going through hell,
might have been different.
I'd feel different, yeah.
Might have been different. Listen, Leighton, I have one last question that we're going to let you go. Are mom and dad still together?
That's a bit of an emo one because, he came. Eventually, things got better. We started enjoying, you know, our time together. We went out, we went on holidays and stuff. And sadly, it was like life just sent that our way so that we could give him his last goodbyes,
oh,
you know.
Leighton.
Yeah.
Wow, condolences.
Well,
man.
Listen, here's the, you know, like life is, yeah, someone will say that God has a sense of humor. At least you had that time and your mom had that time and now you're telling the story.
Yeah.
And like that is truly,
memory is
truly
beautiful, something to
full
cherish.
Circle. Leighton, thank you very much for the call and stay well, okay?
Thanks for giving me the time to share it.
Man, you're a good man. All right, there you go, man. Leighton sharing his story. We did receive quite a lot of voice notes, different stories. We're going to put that into a mashup.
Well, on the line we have Anonymous. Anonymous, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, and you guys?
Yeah, no, we're busy, but not as busy as you. Anonymous, don't you want to share with KZN what you're doing right now?
Oh, my word, I'm literally 2 minutes away from meeting my dad's girl.
Oh.
Okay. So this is the first time that you're meeting dad's new girlfriend. How many new girlfriends have you met in your lifetime, Anonymous?
Okay, so I've met her once before, but I didn't know the context. I was introduced as this is dad's friend.
Yeah, okay, your dad's friend. Yeah. All right,
but now officially.
But even then, I was like, "Yo, something's off. Something's not okay."
Yeah.
And now I know why. It's because you know they've been together.
And how does that make you feel?
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem if I didn't think that they were right for each other, but I guess that's not for me to decide.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So listen, Anonymous, do not, whatever happens, don't pay for dinner tonight. You don't need to try that hard. You know what
girl.
I mean? Keep the standard low from the beginning. You're like, I am the child, right? Technically in the setup. Like, love me. Prove that you love me too by giving me dinner.
Anonza, you can use this situation to win, girl. Get a call.
You know it's bad when you get a brief, eh? You know it's bad when your dad phones you like a cat. This is what you can say, what you can't say.
Yep,
you must eat with a fucking knife.
That sounds about right. That's what I'm saying. Whatever happens, don't fall for the I'll pay for dinner trick. Otherwise, you'll be fine. Will you send us a text afterwards? Let us know how it went.
Please, please, please.
I will do. Wish me luck.
Good luck, babe.
Good luck,
follow the brief.
All right, there you go, man. Yeah, that's done and dusted. You sent through your voice notes as well. Here they are, in a form of a mashup. By the way, the full podcast will be available at ecr.co.today. This is a very interesting dynamic, hey?
Something you've never had to deal with. Must be nice. Must be nice to be, like, you know, issue-free. That's a joke, obviously.
Hi, Frankie and Jace, it's Mandy. My dad passed away about 4 years ago, so if my mom had to decide to date somebody else, I will support her 100% as long as he treats her with respect.
Summer here. I definitely want to know his intentions because he'd be dating my mother because I don't have a dad. His background, where he's from. I'd like to know about his kids, if he has any, and what happened to his last relationship. Are very important things to ask because I'm protecting my mom's heart.
I'm not going to name names, but my daughter does not want anything like that in my life, and I've been single 5 years.
Stacey and Jay Spoon. To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.